91.9 CFM.
Hi, it's Abby Smith with you. To breaking news first, the coronavirus death toll has risen to 78 following the death of a man in his 70s in WA. He's the eighth person to succumb to the virus in the state. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has issued a warning to the big four banks amid the coronavirus pandemic. He says the government is troubled by complaints from business owners, saying that the banks are slow to approve emergency support and difficult to contact.
It's important the banks stay up to the mark here. I am concerned at the increasing number of stories we're getting, and those issues I'm sure are being raised directly with the banks, but we need those turnaround times to improve when these banks know their customers.
That audio thanks to Sky News. To overseas, help is on its way for 26 million Americans who are now unemployed due to the virus. Another 4.4 million in the past week filed for help, which has pushed the jobless rate to almost 20% in the US. President Donald Trump says the House is expected to pass the Paycheck Protection Program today.
I'm grateful that Congress is answering my call to deliver these additional $320 billion in relief for the American worker and for small businesses. At a time when many Americans are enduring significant economic challenges.
And we usually head out to see them, but this time it was a big night in. Stars of shows like Doctor Who, The Vicar of Dibley and Little Britain got involved in a three-hour BBC special. They helped raise more than £27 million to help support the most vulnerable across the country affected by the pandemic. The government expected to double the total. Sport Rugby Australia chairman Paul McLean says some of the criticism Raylene Castle copped is bullying. He'll take over as interim chief executive until a replacement can be found. He says Castle has been harshly dealt with.
I think in a normal circumstance, without the things that have happened in the last 2 years, some of the unwarranted criticisms and bullying, I think it might have been a different scenario. But at the end of the day, the board has to make a decision about how the game can progress.
And download The Briefing now, Australia's new daily must-listen news podcast with Tom Tilley.